This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going.
Yeah, sorry, a car just tore through my neighborhood.
Oh.
So it's like right when I was like, hello, there was just like this huge rev.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Oh, well, that's good. There's like a dead end, like at the, it's on one side of our house and then it goes down a little bit and all the high school kids go down there to like, you know, do burnouts and shit and like whatever. I don't know what you do, tear out. They just like, they go for a rip.
Oh, just out for a rip.
Just out for a rip. And they just do it. It just happens like all day. And so on days like today where it's like warm outside, but it's been kind of raining off and on, the road over there is kind of slick because they also have shitty cars. So there's like a bunch of oil that's baked into the pavement. And so what happens when there's like a little bit of rain is it becomes slick enough that they can just like, you know, do donuts and stuff in the, you know, dead end. And so it's just, it'll go until like midnight, 1 o'clock.
Nice.
Yeah. Usually when Tracy turns to Jeremy and she's like, oh my God, I'm going to miss curfew. We have to go.
Stop.
So, well, just some dumb shit like that. You know what I mean? But anyway. Yeah. So what's good with you? Tell me about your weekend. What is happening?
Well, here's the thing. It got a little exciting out here this week.
Ooh.
And very scary. It's I have thanked our neighbors I don't know how many times, but we had a fire happen out here, and my trailer that I sleep in is about 10 feet away from the trailer that was on fire.
That is so scary.
I know. I wasn't in there.
Yeah.
I was in their trailer, but here's the thing. If the other neighbors that bought our old place out here wouldn't have noticed it, it would have taken probably 5 or 6 places out here, including ours.
Oh my God.
It was in the rafters and going up to the trees. So,
oh shit.
It was super scary when my mom said, the fire department just went by, and I was like, what? So I went outside to see where they went, and I was like, oh my gosh, they're over at this person's place. So I go out and I'm like, they're over at this person's place. And so we go running back to my lot and realize it's my neighbor. And as soon as they open the door, like, the other neighbors were still up there with hoses trying to get it out of the rafters to keep it from going in the trees. And as soon as they open that door, a huge puff of fire comes out of the trailer.
Oh my God.
And then all of a sudden my mom looked at me and was like, propane. And I was like, oh shit, propane.
Yeah.
So then we were backing up because we didn't want to get blown up. And my trailer has propane on it.
Right.
So they got it out. It's a full loss for our neighbor.
That sucks. But they're okay.
Nobody was there.
God.
They think it was like a faulty... I've heard differing stories from different people. Somebody said it was either they left a heater on or it was a faulty coil in a fridge or something.
I'm going to go with the fridge thing because who the fuck right now is leaving a heater on?
Right.
And not out there.
The last time they were here was like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So I don't know, but it was very scary. And so they're coming to pull it out. The insurance adjuster is going to pull it out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they have to go into our, you know, my property to get it out.
Right.
And we had, you know, we've picked up my property almost to have nothing on it. Like, it's, there's some stuff. There's like a shed and a little bit left from the deck we tore apart, but
right.
For the most part, it's cleaned off. But of course, the area where we piled the decking stuff that we're still working on getting rid of is where they need to pull it out.
Jeez.
We've had an issue with mail out here.
Oh, no.
So they're making us put a mailbox down where everyone else's is if we want to get mail, even though we have a P.O. box we send stuff to.
Right.
But like UPS and FedEx would come out here and drop stuff off. But right. Sometimes it gets messed up and then it ends up at the post office, and then the post office won't release it to us because we don't have a mailbox out there.
Right.
So we had to go put a mailbox out today. So we're just doing like little things, you know, just keeping busy, really, you know?
Yeah, you know, sounds like a lot.
All the stuff you want to do in the blistering heat.
Yeah.
It's 88 here today.
Jeez. No, thanks. It's raining here today. So.
Oh, I would have loved that.
It's kind of nice. I feel like we needed it a little because my kid woke up sneezing his face off.
Yeah.
And not for nothing. Like, you know, my house is a little dusty, but I try to keep his room, of all the rooms upstairs, I try to keep his room the cleanest.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what in the flip? And then I just realized, like, well, I'm messed up. I'm jacked up too. It's got to be allergies, you know?
Yeah.
So then when I saw that it was raining, I was like, thank goodness, because the pollen needs to just be kept down for a day or two. Poor kid's just out here snotting up his sleeve.
Oh, good.
You know, it's not gross or anything. And as his mom, I'm not even allowed to say that it is, even when I want to.
Right.
So remember how last time we talked about this huge project I did for school and how it took so long and whatever else?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out I misread the whole rubric. Jessica, I had to redo the whole project. And thank God I have an instructor who was like nice enough that she gave me, she was like, yeah, you can turn it in this weekend. Just focus on it this weekend. And then what I want you to do is I'm going to give you an extension until Wednesday on this weekend's project. And I kept trying to politely skirt the extension, like just get everything done this weekend. And she was like, let me give you the extension until Wednesday. Like, please just let me. And she was right. I tried so hard today. So I turned in the other project yesterday, and then I tried so hard today to get through what I needed to do today in order to turn in my this weekend's project, and it's a whole PowerPoint presentation, and it's just not gonna happen.
Yeah.
So I'm like halfway done with it, and I was like, I can't think anymore. So that's a thing. And then on top of it, in addition to like trying to do that, I've let all the house chores slip for so long that I had to do something.
Sure.
Like, it had to be done. So I cleaned some stuff up. I ran the vacuum around, I did some dusting, I did a bunch of laundry.
Yeah.
And it still somehow is still gross. I don't know. I don't know.
Welcome to life, Kimmy. This is the game of life.
I know. Your laugh is way better than mine. When I hear, I like go back and listen to these just to I don't know, put myself through more turmoil. And my laugh is so gross. I hate it so much.
It's not. Yeah, it's genuine. Is. It's you.
Sorry.
No, stop.
Sometimes I just really...
It's great. I don't know if we've talked about this before. I feel like maybe we have, but maybe we haven't. But somebody... it might have been on a TikTok, too, that I saw this. But somebody said... that you never make fun of somebody's laugh because then you would be stealing their joy. And so I just appreciate people's laughter for what it is because we're all so different, and that's what makes you. So you should be proud of your laugh and you should use it often.
Well, just the one thing I have to say about that is if you turn that shit into an internet meme, I would immediately make fun of
I know you would.
it.
I know you would.
You're steal you're the thief of joy.
In fact, I sent you
Stealing.
one that really bothered me finally. And
Hated it.
I said something like, if you're being honest, then you don't have to remember anything. Like, I have to remember everything. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think I was like, what does that even mean?
There's
Because when
so
I
many
got it,
things.
I was so confused.
Yeah, there's so many things that I have to remember that has nothing to do with honesty.
Yeah, don't lie, and then you'll have nothing that you need to remember.
Right.
But
But
that's
at the same
stupid.
time, there's so many things that we still have to remember. So it's like saying the way it was written to me was like,
Yes.
if you don't lie, you don't have to remember anything ever.
We should put this one on the socials because it is annoying. The thing that bothered me about it too is like, if you never lie, you don't have to remember your social security number. That's how
Exactly. That's
it's too
exactly the
broad.
terms
Like,
I would use.
what
Yes.
the fuck? First of all, remember your social security number. But second of all, and more importantly, if you're gonna make up some really stupid, nonsensical bullshit like that, don't make it so broad, you know? The
Yeah.
best ones are ones that they can be somewhat ambiguous without like directing any shade at any one person, but still make sense. Like
Right.
one of my favorites is, don't cross oceans for people who wouldn't jump a puddle for you. Now that's broad as fuck, but it doesn't narrow down the person and it makes sense. Don't go out of your way for a person who wouldn't even give you the time of day. It don't do that to yourself.
Yeah.
Broad as fuck, but it makes a hell of a lot more sense than most internet memes and inspirational quotes. This is supposed to be an inspirational quote about your journey. Go fuck yourself, the internet. Sorry. I just really get on one sometimes. You know how I am, Jeff. I
Kind of
never
my fault.
complain. I
Kind
don't
of
know what.
my fault for steering us that direction too. I'm an instigator.
Yeah, you really do stir some shit up.
I'm like, here, let's
Ugh.
pour some fuel on this.
Yeah. The neighbor's camper. I know what you did.
Whoa, whoa,
Pew,
whoa.
pew, pew. Oh, man.
So,
Arsonist. Add it to your resume.
stop.
I'm JKing for anyone plus the insurance adjuster. She didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
I was with her, or whatever you need to hear in order to clear her
No,
name.
now it looks even fishier.
Well,
Stop
you're
what you're saying. You stop it right now.
one who's going to edit it, so figure out how to edit it out, babe. I don't know what to tell you. Okay.
I have something funny to tell you.
Ooh, intrigue. What is it?
No, this is legit funny, and I will give you pictures that will make it even more funny so that the listeners can have the visuals with it, because I was laughing pretty hard by myself, and I want everyone to share in this joy, even if it is making fun of me.
Okay.
So
I'm already laughing, so I'm excited.
so Ruby sends me this picture. And she's like, dude, who's the new guy? And I was like, what? Like, I was just thinking she was like messing with me, you know?
Right.
And then I realized it's like a Twitter, like she took a screenshot of a Twitter thing she found. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, what is going on? Who like put this picture of me out there in the universe, right?
Right.
Then I zoom in and realize it's not me. but it definitely, at first glance, did look like it could be me.
Oh my God.
And so then she writes like something like, I don't know who this girl is, but I do know she's also you. And I'm like, that's not me. And then my first response to her, this is my honesty coming out, and it's just so funny. My first response to her was, I have bigger boobs. Like, that makes any difference.
Oh, that's funny.
And then I said, the eyebrows aren't right. Like, if you zoom in on the eyes, they're not right. But from afar, you're right. It does kind of look like me. You had me scared for a second. I was like, but here's what I need to know. Like, what does she look like? And she's like, well, I don't know, because that's the only picture of herself on Twitter. And she had a mask on.
Oh.
So I was like bummed out that I could possibly have this twin out there. I've had people tell me that I have a twin out there. In fact, for quite some time, I think somebody who went to Rogers High School looks like me or something, because I'd have people from Rogers be like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But anyway, so so Ruby's like, hey, do you want me to slide into her DMs and ask her for like a full face picture? And I was like, I sure absolutely do. So okay, she's like, all right, I'll do it. And she's like, but do you have a picture of you that looks like her that I could send her to prove that I'm not just like a weird person asking for a picture?
Yeah, that's so, what I was like.
Yeah, I mean, the things my friends will do for me, right?
Yes.
So I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll get you a picture, right?
Right.
So I go to my Facebook to find a picture. And I found one from Halloween. And I was the dodgeball, you know, the movie Dodgeball?
Yes.
I was like the Russian lady with the you know, the buns in her hair.
Yes.
And the unibrow.
I'm trying to remember her name. Yes. I know who you're talking about, though. That's funny that that's who you were for Halloween.
That's who I was for Halloween. So I have this big unibrow and look nothing. And I have, like, fake teeth in, just to be funny, you know, because yes. I like a good laugh.
Yes, that is, like, one of the funniest. I love that movie so, so much.
Yeah, and I was walking around with a dodgeball in my hand.
Yeah.
And people are that's like, hey, I know you. And I'm like, cool, I don't know who you are.
Oh, it's so funny. Rip Torn was fucking hilarious in that movie.
But anyway, I sent that picture to Rebecca, and then Rebecca lost it because she wasn't expecting me to send her something that doesn't look like me.
Did she play? It was Fran. I think that was her name, right?
I don't remember. It's been a while since I've seen the movie. I mean, while since it was my Halloween costume, too, if we're being honest.
I just remember one of her lines is like, I almost don't want to say it, and it's like, I'm in a state of arousal, please make sex all over my face. It's like one of her lines from the movie.
Oh my God.
I'd have to look it up for sure, but it's like that. It's something so funny.
Well, that just adds to it, because now people are going to be thinking that when they look at this picture of me. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
So then I was on this mission, like, we're already laughing, we're like joking about it, you know, but then she said, okay, I gotta go do something, you know, please hold, I'll be back, kind of thing. And I was like, look, I can't wait, like, I gotta see who this girl is. So I start digging, right?
Right.
As you know, a normal human being does, right? We just start
Why would you not?
Yeah. So, one of her friends on Twitter posted something and tagged her and the guy in it. Now, the guy that she tagged in it was Foe with an F, FOE, Jishlock. And I'm like, that's
what
not a
kind
name.
Of name? That's no. What kind of name is that?
Yeah. It just seemed too unrealistic, right?
Right.
But then I was like, you know, but I know that there's Joes out there, and maybe like Joe Fishlock might sound a little bit more like a name.
Yeah.
So I went to Facebook and typed that in. And wouldn't you know, there's other pictures of them together. And
wow.
I was able to track her down. Well, her name is Francesca, and her friend called her Chessie in the post.
Oh,
so then when I
really
found
smart.
Yeah, when I found her account, I went to more information, and she goes by the nickname Chessie. And so I was like, found it. So then I sent the picture of her, like the real picture of her, to Rebecca, like without a face mask, and we look
right.
Nothing alike.
Oh, and no. But it's so great. You're like a real gumshoe. Look at you, Detective. Detective Jessica on the case.
I know, right?
That's
and so
amazing.
Then I was like, she was like, how did you find that? And I was like, because girls know girls who know girls who will find out what you did. That full circle.
That is so funny. Oh man, dude, yeah, you're girls. You are girls.
I'm bitches.
You're bitches. That is so funny. That is funny.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So I'll share those pictures with you for. We can put them out there for.
Okay. Yeah.
For
we'll catch Francesca. You know, Chessie,
mm-hmm.
in the public picture she's posted, because we don't want any smoke on the post, on the you know, on the group.
We'll figure a way out to get around it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she put them on public social media, so it's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, legally, it's totally fine.
All right. Well,
don't worry about it.
They're funny. I meant to send you the picture before we were recording so that you could, like, see it and have the full effect.
Yeah.
But,
well, you know.
You know, you get busy.
Yeah, that's it. You get busy. You get busy. What are you going to do? You get
busy. I got busy.
I got busy.
So, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Did you do your homework assignment?
My homework assignment? Like, which one?
Like, the one for the cast.
I did. Did you?
I did. Do we want to go into talking about that?
Yeah, we totally can. I'm really excited. I'm excited about the stuff and things.
Okay.
All right. Well, who should start?
You go ahead. How about this? So, to recap from last week, we were talking about some odd foods being put together. And one of them was watermelon with mustard.
Right.
Another was grilled cheese with mustard. And the mm-hmm. last one was carrots with mustard.
Right.
Right. And so Kimmy had to try the first two, and I had to try the third one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I owe our family and And all of you freaks out there who enjoy mustard on your grilled cheese sandwich, a huge apology. You weirdos, you got me. It's delicious. It's good. It's
I don't
so
like
good.
it.
No, it's really good. It's good. It's like tangy, and there's something about like the I don't know, maybe it could be too the bread you're using. I used a really thick like wheat bread, and then I had like Tillamook cheddar, like thinly sliced cheddar. And to be clear, I didn't do it. Zeb made the sandwich. I put mustard on it and that thing popped. It
Yeah.
was delicious. The watermelon and mustard thing, like I'm not gonna go out of my way to put mustard on my watermelon in the future. It wasn't disgusting. Like
Yeah.
you hear the combination and you're like, that's gonna be so disgusting. Who would ever do that?
Right.
It
But it was
wasn't
also
disgusting.
like, it wasn't like painful to eat.
Yeah, and but it's nothing to write home about. Like I
Right.
don't, these people who are like, oh, that's so delicious. I get that all of our taste buds are different too, by the way. I'm not so
Yeah.
stupid that I don't know that.
Yeah,
But it
yeah.
was like, it's so delicious. Oh my God, it's so good. And I was just like, it is not that good. Like I don't, it's not so good that it's gonna blow my mind and I'm gonna shoot a video and post it on TikTok. Like, it was
Yeah.
whatever. And
Yeah.
I'm also not gonna go out of my way to get the mustard onto the watermelon ever again. Like, if there is mustard in the vicinity of my watermelon, I'm not gonna be grossed out. Like, ew, that touched. I don't want it. Wipe off
Yeah.
my watermelon or whatever. No, it
Right,
was
right.
fine. It was whatever. But like, it wasn't mind blowing. Now, I do have to say, I am surprised that I like the mustard and grilled cheese combination. But so then there's another thing that I did that I would encourage these freaks, like who are like me now that I'm like them, really,
Yeah.
to
Yeah.
try. I did the French's, the yellow mustard. Then I
Sure.
also popped out the Dijon.
Yeah, 'cause you're addicted to it. I get
I love that Dijon mustard. Any kind of like spicy brown mustard, I'm in. I'm in for some
Yeah.
shit. But anyway, that was also delicious on the grilled cheese sandwich. So
Oh.
you're welcome. I did it. The watermelon thing is dumb. You don't need to try it. Try it if you want to, but like you don't really need to. That's all I'm
Yeah,
saying.
it's really nothing to be overly thrilled about. It was
Yeah,
like,
no.
it wasn't my favorite thing in the land.
Yeah, it's like when you're really excited about that dill relish you just covered your whole hot dog in, and then
Yeah.
you realize that it's actually sweet relish, and you're like, this isn't worth throwing my hot dog away over, but like I'm not jazzed about it.
Okay, so
I
well,
want
here's the thing, but I gotta have a follow-up comment to that.
Oh, okay.
I actually prefer the sweet relish, and I actually don't really like mustard to begin with. So
Okay, well, you're weird and I love you.
I
Thanks,
would
sweet.
rather
Thank you.
have
Oh, sweet relish is gross. Ugh.
sorry you feel that way. I also like sweet pickles. Give
I
me some bread and butter chips and I will sit and eat them.
do. It's making me salivate because it's just like, ugh. Ugh. It's not that, it's not so bad that I hate it. It's just like what? It's dill. Garlic dill, baby. Garlic dill. Or get those Claussens from the refrigerated section like you're some kind of bougie bitch who can just spend $5 on a jar of pickles.
I do that too.
Oh, me too.
But I
Ask
don't put them
Echo.
on my sandwiches, nor do I put them on my hamburgers because they do not belong there.
What is wrong with you? Are
I
we
know.
even related?
No, we're not.
Hey, that was rude. I was joking. You took it a step too far.
Okay, I apologize.
Well, so anyway,
Yeah, so I
love to
mentioned.
know all about the mustard carrots and how you feel about mustard carrots.
Yeah, so here's my thing. I'm not a huge fan of mustard. Occasionally, right. I'll put it on like a sandwich or something, but generally speaking, I don't use mustard.
Yeah.
Unless it's something like a honey mustard, or I like the spicy hot, like the sweet hot mustard.
Yeah.
You know,
I or like I honey even mustard. Like,
huh?
I like honey mustard too a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I like to make it myself. I just think it's something about, I'm not much of a vinegar person.
Right. So for you, that's not a delicious taste.
Yeah. So like if you add sweetness to it, then I'm in. But if it's just straight vinegar, I'm like, I'd rather not.
It's so funny because my dad always bought us like salt and vinegar chips. So I think that might be why that yeah, I like it, but.
I can't do those chips. Those are not my favorite.
Oh, I love them. They're so good.
Unless they come from Jimmy John's and then they don't have too much vinegar on them and I can eat them.
Oh, I love all of them. They're so delicious. They're, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. Let's talk about carrot mustard carrots.
Okay. So, I did try it. And I mean, I guess I can see why she would say to do it. But after, you know, two bites of trying it, like, oh, it's not as terrible as I thought. But again, nothing I would write home about. I was like, let's make some honey mustard because I bet that would be way better. And so I did. I grabbed the honey and put it in my mustard. And then I just put a little dollop of some mayo in there. Then I started dipping the carrots in that. And that is something to write home about. That was delicious.
I think if you're not a mustard person, it just doesn't slap the same.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't. The thing that so I did like the carrots and mustard. And the reason I think I liked it because a vinegar person and I like mustard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the yellow mustard, especially, I can't eat a corn dog without, well, I can, which I said last week. I can, but I don't want to. Like if I make a corn dog, if I go out of my way to get or like if I, to find a corn dog or to get a corn dog, I want that to be in some French's. Like I want, there has to be at least minimally a drizzle. Otherwise, I'm just out here eating cornbread on a fucking, you know, what? A beef frank, maybe?
Yeah, I don't want the sausage gets made.
Oh, it's delicious.
No,
but yeah, I think the big reason why she does it is because there's no calories in the.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, it makes sense. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't something I would do.
Yeah, it's like the watermelon for me. Just like was like whatever. You know, I'm not gonna go out of my way to find mustard to pop it on watermelon. What I did not put on the watermelon was Dijon. Because that seems like a nightmare.
Yeah, don't do that. That doesn't sound good at all.
It sounds disgusting, is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. No, thank you. Ick.
All right, well.
Well, okay, so we did our homework. That's good. Now we can head into some segments.
Yeah.
Okay, so I personally have another Let's Go to the Movies segment that I'm excited about.
It's a little different.
Ooh, intrigue. Okay, so mine is like last week where I have like a very specific actor in mind. Oh, why don't you start and you tell me about yours?
Okay, so I liked your idea of themes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes. But I thought it might be interesting to not only have some movies, but to maybe have some music in there, you know?
Okay.
Because could we have some movies without some music? I don't think we could.
I mean, yeah. Okay.
There's always music in movies.
Yeah, for the most part, I would say yes. Yeah,
And so
it
I
enhances
thought,
a film.
yeah, I thought maybe we could talk about the soundtracks.
Oh, Jessica, that's good.
Yeah, so it's like we're going to the movies, but instead of talking about the movies, let's talk about some music.
Okay, so in this segment though, so it's we can call this like I don't know, soundtracks 101, or I don't know. But am I guessing the soundtrack that you're thinking of, or am I telling you
No.
soundtracks that I like?
No, we're just going to talk about what we like. There's no guessing.
Oh, okay. Fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess first. So tell me about one soundtrack that you really like.
Okay. One of my very favorites, and I bought this soundtrack on CD. And I like almost every song on it is Save the Last Dance.
Okay, yeah.
It
I can
has,
see how that'd be good.
yeah. I mean, it just has a lot of, I mean, clearly it's my kind of music, you know?
Yeah.
There's rap and R&B and such, but I just like almost it's hard to find a soundtrack where you like you might like one song off of it or you might like a couple, but to get like an entire CD that you enjoy, I feel like that's kind of hard when it comes to a soundtrack.
Yeah. That's
So
interesting. I don't think I've ever heard the soundtrack itself.
oh, really?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Oh.
But I know that it's so I have seen the movie, obviously. So it's Julia Stiles.
Yeah.
Julia Stiles is the mid to late 90s. Like quintessential all-American girl, and then it was Sean Patrick Thomas.
Tommen.
I almost said Thompson. Thomas. I remember very specifically. So it's like based in Chicago, and she's like a ballet dancer, right? And she wants to go to Juilliard, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yes, I remember the movie. I know the soundtrack was good. But I don't okay, let me see. I want to so what kind of so you was on there? And I only remember that 'cause it's Snoop and Q-Tip. And
And
then
there's also Casey and JoJo.
oh
There.
crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yep, there's Ice Cube is on there.
Ooh, I love Ice Cube. That makes sense.
I know
Wasn't a
it.
there's a Pink song.
Yes, there's a Pink song on there. There's just like a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good one. I like it. Oh, wasn't it Get It On Tonight was on there by Montel Jordan.
Yeah.
Knew
Yes.
it.
Montel Jordan is on there too. You're right.
I'm like in my head, I'm going through like the scenes and I'm trying to remember the scenes of the movie
Yeah.
and like put it to the song. You know what I mean? Like match it up. Okay.
It's
All
just one
right.
I enjoy. I like to dance and have fun though, so.
Yeah. That's well, so that I guess that kind of leads into one of my favorites a little bit.
Yeah.
One of my favorite soundtracks of all time, and anybody for any reason, if you have a problem with this, that's your own problem, is the soundtrack to 8 Mile.
Oh, that's a good one, actually.
That is one of the best, in my opinion. Now, granted, it's literally an artist making a movie about his own life, and he
Yeah.
performs the music.
Right.
And also not for nothing, but Mekhi Phifer can straight get it. So don't tell Zeb. No one tells Zeb. But some of those songs, I just love to hear those songs. on their own. It hasn't, like, I want to listen to that outside of seeing the movie, because Eminem is such an incredible artist. And I really hate when people throw shade at him for not being like a true rap artist. He is such an amazing, incredible lyricist. And I dislike when people throw shade about him. He's incredible. He fits words together in this insane way. And it's like such, I don't know. I can't even, it makes me sick. There's like so many people who just don't think that he's that good. And I'm like, if you haven't seen, he's like a rap god. No one can touch him. You can't touch Eminem. And then it's an entire movie full of songs made by Eminem.
I know. That's a great. I didn't even think of that one. That is perfect.
It's so good. It's
I
such a good
like that.
soundtrack.
I like the movie too.
Oh, I love the movie. I know. R.I.P. Britney.
Oh yeah, I forgot she was in it. I need to watch
How could
that.
you forget she was in that movie?
Because I haven't seen it in forever.
Oh, and then at like the MTV Movie Awards, she was like dancing and bouncing that year. She was trying to, she was getting it from her seat while he was performing. It was such a good movie. Anyway, and soundtrack also. Okay, what's your
Yes.
next one?
Okay. I feel like I'm gonna have a little judgment on this, but I like oldie stuff too, you know?
Okay,
And
can I, before you say anything, can I guess
Absolutely.
the soundtrack for the movie Now and Then?
No.
Oh, damn it. Well, that's
That
one of
I
mine.
need to look that one up too. I'm writing them down as you're saying them.
The soundtrack for the movie Now and Then is one of the greatest soundtracks. It's so good. Okay, but tell me yours. I'm sorry. I interrupted your turn. I shouldn't have.
No, that's okay. Dirty Dancing.
Oh, dude, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I can watch that movie any day. I could watch it today and then want to watch it again tomorrow.
No,
I love
absolutely.
the movie. I love the music. I have a lot of the songs from that soundtrack mixed into different playlists on my Spotify.
Wow.
I even love the one that Patrick Swayze did. Who knew
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze could write and sing a song?
No one knew.
No one
Who
knew.
knew? How would they know?
Yeah. I mean that I just love everything about that, like the music that they chose. There's actually on Netflix, there's a show called I think like The Movies That Made Us or something like that, where they go behind the scenes and tell you the story of how the movie became to be. And Dirty
Yeah.
Dancing is one of them that they talk about. And the lady who wrote it was very adamant at which songs they needed in the movie. And I really
Wow.
do think it helped.
Man,
Yeah.
that's next level.
So
I
Dirty
didn't even, I
Dancing
didn't think
is
about
definitely, yeah, it's a good one.
that. Well, yeah. Now I have had the time of my life. I'm just kidding. I had to. You see the opening and you have to take it.
Take it, girl.
No, I didn't even think about that one. That is a really good one. You're right. So this is okay, so I don't want to beat a dead horse, but it's about to happen. The Royal Tenenbaum soundtrack is amazing.
Wondered if you're gonna throw one of those in there. I
I
assumed
can't.
you would.
It's so good. The Clash, the Ramones, Elliott Smith in one of the most intense cinematic scenes of all time. Excuse me, Needle in the Hay, and Luke Wilson. I'm not even gonna go into it because I could probably talk about, we could have an entire podcast that would be like a 35 part series about me dissecting the scenes of the Royal Tenenbaums alone. But anyway, we've got Bob Dylan is in there, John Lennon, Nico. Oh my
Oh.
God, Nico. Paul Simon. It's really good. Okay, I'm done geeking out on Wes Anderson now. It doesn't have to be a thing, but it's really good. So that's out there. Can't take it back. Wouldn't want to.
I've got another one that I think you'd like, and I don't know. I'm assuming you've seen the movie. Maybe you haven't, I don't know, but have you seen The Other Woman?
Yes.
That's another movie I can watch over and over again. I just love the whole premise of the movie because I ain't about cheating at all. Like, I love that they get back at him for the cheating.
Can I
But
just
the
say my favorite parts of that movie are Nicki Minaj. She's so funny in that movie.
Yeah, she does add. I'm not a huge fan of her, but she does add something in there.
I
I
guess
love Leslie Mann so much.
I do too. I
Like
really
her
do.
comedy just really, I love, she makes it seem like she's a real person when she's acting.
Yeah. Oh, she definitely does. She also, another thing about her, and I'm sure I don't have to tell anybody out here, she's married to Judd Apatow. And he constantly pairs her with Paul Rudd, and I'm like, does Judd Apatow want to like physically look like Paul Rudd? Is that what's happening here?
Or does he have a man crush?
Whatever it might be, I don't know, but what I do know is that the two of them acting opposite one another, Leslie Mann and Paul Rudd, is such perfection. Like they feed off of one another in a very, very good way. Now, to be very clear, Paul Rudd isn't in this movie,
No,
so
he's not.
yeah, so
But
it matters not,
I
but
just like the camaraderie between the women, and
yeah, like
I
once they
think,
realize what he's doing to all three of them.
yeah.
Yeah.
And I love the music that they play throughout it, that I did go and look it up after I saw the movie.
Yeah.
And they have anything from like Etta James and Diana Ross to Air Supply to Brit Nicole. Like, it's just a big, there's a lot on that soundtrack. And I just
Yeah.
really enjoyed the movie and the soundtrack.
Yeah, it was really good. And Nicolaj, who is the actor that plays Mark in that movie, he's on Game of Thrones. And he's a really talented actor, but that movie legit made me hate him.
I know he did a good job
He
being
did.
that role, you know?
He did. So, anyway, that's a good pick. No, that's a really good pick. There's a lot of good stuff in that one. Fun. That's a good one.
Do you have another one?
I'm trying to think of one. I know this is so lame. I'm gonna go back to childhood a little bit
Okay.
here.
Sure.
Junior high, and I don't, oh my God, I can't believe I'm admitting this. Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, yeah, that was
Made
big back
a
then.
movie. It was. And I was really into the movie. And it had, who did it have? Rosario Dawson,
It had
Tara Reid.
is it Rachel Leigh Cook or something like that?
Yeah, Rachel Lee Cook, Tara Reid, and Rosario Dawson.
That's right.
And not only that, but they made an entire album of the songs from the movie. And it was just this really. So this came out at a really weird time in my life where I was transitioning. We've talked about this before, where I was like finding like rock music and stuff, and I was kind of transitioning a little bit away from like hip hop and getting into like rock and punk. And then I see this movie And it's three girl rock stars. Now, keep in mind, I'm pretty sure that none of them are like musically inclined in real life. They're just really great actors. But nevertheless, they're playing like punk rock music. I think I still have the soundtrack. I guarantee that I do. I'm pretty sure that I do.
Wow.
I'd have to
I
go
know
look
I
for it.
still have the Save the Last Dance soundtrack. It's in my CDs that I don't
Yeah.
pull out very often because we don't use them anymore.
We don't use them. I know. That's the thing is like I know it somewhere. I need to get rid of. Oh my God. All I ever use is Spotify. I don't use CDs. Who uses
I
that?
know. Yeah, I agree.
I have a vinyl player and I'm like, what is the point? I never put it on. The only thing I do is I put on. Oh, you know what? This is a good one too. I just thought of another one that I like because of the
Okay.
song. But I put on a Simon and Garfunkel record for Ezra because there's like three songs that he really likes, but it made me think of a soundtrack that I like.
Yeah, what
So
is?
it's Baby Driver
Oh,
with Ansel Elgort.
I have not seen that, but I've heard it's good.
Okay, first of all, it is so good.
Yeah.
It's like the movie itself is very, very good. And Ansel is great. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Long pause.
Long pause. He's great. It's got, I know the Commodores, Beck's on there, T-Rex, oh, Carla Thomas. Baby, ooh, baby. That one. Let me think. What else is Queen? There's Queen, and there's Baby Driver by Simon and Garfunkel. Chase Me by Run the Jewels, which is also really good. So, Young MC is on there. So yeah, that one is really, really good.
My parents tried to get me to watch that back when it came out, and I
Was
never did.
it two, what was it? 2000, I'm gonna say 2017. That's my guess.
That's
Me look.
probably a pretty good guess.
It's good. The music is great. It goes really well with the scenes of the movie. Hang on. I'm mad. Could you have any others? Any other sound?
I have one more that I do really like, and then I have two that are more like children's things, but
Okay. Tell, do tell.
so Friday.
Yeah. Yes.
Friday has
That
a really good soundtrack.
soundtrack is the bee's knees.
And again, Ice Cube.
Yeah, Ice Cube. Say no
I
more.
must be a fan.
Say no more. Ice Cube. Oh, that was the best. And Dr. Dre too had a one or two songs on there, I think.
Yeah, I
Maybe
was looking at
there's
it
more.
earlier today. I didn't write any of them down, but there is a big list of good songs
There
on
was
there.
Mary Jane by Rick James was
Yeah.
on
Yeah.
Cypress Hill was on there too.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, that's a good one. Who does I want to get next to you? Because I remember that. I just want to get next to you.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know who to hang on. Now I got to type it in.
Okay.
It was 2017 for Baby Driver, by the way.
Oh, good guess. That.
Well, that's just I. That was the year that I saw it, because that was right before I went back to work. And Annika liked it. And she was the one who told me to watch it because I was now a mom and old. I was aging. I was old. It's Ro Rose Royce
Oh.
is I Want to Get Next to You. by Rose Royce. Okay. Anyway, good soundtrack.
That is a good soundtrack.
Good one.
And then just for fun, I totally love Disney movies.
Same.
They take me back to childhood. I love, I've watched my fair share of children from the family, friends of the family, the, you know, all the kids. And I usually will end up watching at least one Disney movie when I'm babysitting.
Yep.
And two soundtracks that I just love is The Little Mermaid.
Yes.
And Aladdin.
Yep. I was literally going to say both of those.
Yeah, I can sing all of the songs on both.
Can you even movies. Can you even sing the genie song from Aladdin?
Yeah.
I'm so impressed by you. Cuz I know certain lines from that song, but I have to be watching the movie in order to sing it. And how much, by the way, how much do you miss Robin Williams? Can we just...
Oh, so much. It was really hard. I did watch the Aladdin that they did with Will Smith.
Yeah.
And, you know, he did a good job, but it just wasn't Robin Williams. And
yeah, I didn't watch it.
I would much rather watch the cartoon version myself. Yeah.
No, I didn't like watch it in protest or anything. Like I wasn't interested because you can't replace Robin Williams.
Yeah, I agree.
So there's just no point. I mean, I don't know. I loved that man. I think that he was so talented and we just didn't deserve him. I don't know. He was so talented.
I have very fond memories of all the movies that he did, whether they
were
comedies, cartoons, or dramas. He was an amazing person, totally.
He totally was. He was a dynamic entertainer. But yeah. Moreover, I too love Disney movies, and I know the words to the song from Frozen as well. Like, we don't even have to go back in time. Yes. I love Frozen. Don't even care, who knows.
Let it go.
Can't hold back anymore. And Brave, did you see Brave?
I saw it once. Merida. I do need to go back and rewatch that.
That's a good one. I like that one. It is time to go to the movies.
Let's all go to the movies.
Let's all go to the movies. And this week's theme is what the Hayek?
I don't know how good I'm going to be at this, but I'll try.
I think you're going to do great. I'm hoping that I can explain them well enough that you will be able to do a good job.
Okay.
I'm hopeful, but skeptical about my skills, not yours, because I think it really matters who's the one like describing the thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like my sister and I play that Heads Up game that Ellen DeGeneres put out.
Yeah.
Okay. My sister gets a lot of the answers correctly, and I do not. But I think that has more to do with her ability as the explainer.
Yeah.
if you get a lot of these wrong, it probably has – it's more problematic because it's my fault. So
can I give you a side story really quick? I'll make it really quick.
Of course. Tell me.
Aspen and I were playing that with her husband and one of our other friends.
Yeah.
And we were just sitting down. Our friend has a lake place. And so we were sitting down in the sand with a fire going, playing that game. And I don't remember what the category was. I think it was like 90s something. But it was Aspen's turn to hold it at her head and for me to explain. And I said, we played with these when we were younger, and Aspen shouted out Polly Pocket. And I was like, yes. And then the guys were so mad. They were like, so mad. Like, how did you get that?
Like, yeah, from just that.
Like, it just happened so quick. Like, we played with these when we were kids. Polly Pocket, yes, go. Like,
I love it so much. Like, you guys are somehow that in sync.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It was like a terrible way to start the explanation, but she just got it. It was amazing.
I love it. It
doesn't always happen like that. But anyway.
No. Okay. Here we go.
Hey, let's try.
So this one, I think you're going to get this one pretty much almost immediately. Okay. She is the love interest of a former Civil War hero. And he is friends with a U.S. Marshal who, like, excels in disguise, but, like, also is sort of, like, an inventor. Okay? Oh. And, right. Okay, so.
And the Wild West one.
Yes, exactly. So it's Will Smith. Yes. And then I think Kevin Kline, right?
Yes.
Selma Hayek, and then we've got somebody in there. President Ulysses S. Grant is someone too. I don't know. Anyway, so you got it. Good job. Gold star. Okay, so this one, probably one of my favorite movies of all time. There are two angels who are trying to re-enter heaven after they have fallen angels, right? They're trying to re-enter heaven. And this woman is sort of enlisted to prevent this from happening.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, along the way, she's kind of guided by the Metatron, who, like, comes down and, like, helps her. And then Rufus is the 13th apostle who has to help her. There are two prophets who assist her. But they basically have to do everything in their power to prevent these angels from going back to heaven. And the Metatron has to speak to her because God can't speak to her, because the voice of God is so powerful that if anyone were to hear it, it would kill them instantly. Nothing.
No.
Like a whole monster made out of poop.
No.
Like, literally, there's a shit monster in this movie. It's okay, not... I'm just gonna I really think that maybe you just haven't seen it, because it's very specific, like, yeah, what it is. So the two fallen stars are Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Oh.
And Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, Jay and Silent Bob are the.
Yes, they're the two prophets. The Metatron is Alan Rickman. May he rest in peace.
Tell me and what it's called.
Dogma.
Dogma. Yes. I honestly, I don't think I saw that whole movie.
Oh my God, Jessica, please, we'll add it to Girls Night.
I started watching that. I know I've seen parts of it, because I know that Jay and Silent Bob and Ben Affleck and Matt Damon were in it.
Yeah.
And I know she's in it,
Chris
too.
Chris Rock is in it, too.
I don't think I finished that movie ever.
Oh, it's so good, Jessica. Please, we have to add it. Chris Rock's in it. It's so funny. Selma Hayek very specifically plays the muse. And uh-huh. She's like a stripper, but she has a bunch of answers for them. Jason Lee is apparently in it. I don't remember.
There's a big cast to that.
Yeah. And it's a really good movie. It's just a funny, funny... It's one of my favorites. Anyway, okay. And then just so we're clear, at the end, which this movie is like more than two decades old, so if you don't know what happens, spoiler alert coming your way, maybe turn it down for like 2 seconds. Alanis Morissette is God. It's my favorite part. It doesn't matter, like with the, you know, the movie itself, I'm not ruining anything, but she just plays God, so it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one is played by a very funny comedian. The male role is played by a very funny comedian, and he was a like a collegiate wrestler who had some, you know, impressive moves. But now he's in his 40s, he's teaching biology, and it's like at this school that's like underfunded or whatever. And he like grows indifferent role as a teacher, right? It's, so he like wants to get into MMA.
Yeah, and it's Here Comes the Boom.
It is! Woo!
That is actually one of my favorite movies.
It's a funny one, right?
Yeah, Kevin James. It's got the Fonz in it.
Yep, you know it. Oh, so funny. Okay, good. You got that quick, man. Okay. This one came out in 2019, and it was sort of like right as the pandemic hit. It was literally the end of March when this movie came out. So I don't know if you're going to know it or not. But I saw it, and it's very funny. Okay. So it's Frank and Nancy, and they're a married couple. And they live in, like, this, you know, super big house, and they are really proud, and they send their only daughter off to college. But it turns out that all of this familial wealth they thought that they had is not unlimited. And they thought like it was going to be no issue to send their daughter to like an Ivy League school. So to pay for her education, they start having garage sales at night. And they're just trying to sell all of their stuff so that they can keep their daughter in college. And one of the taglines is, some days you just can't adult. You know it.
It's Drunk Parents.
Yeah. It's got what's his name? Oh my God, now I can't remember.
Alec Baldwin.
Yes, it's got Alec Baldwin. And then it's got Selma Hayek. And they send their daughter to college. And then they have to have these like nighttime garage sales. It's a good one, right? This is the last one. Okay, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. So they thought it was just going to be like a casual night of like passion or a one night stand or whatever. And it turns out that they actually are in love. And it's when this guy from New York gets sent to Las Vegas to oversee a construction project. And there he meets this woman. She's played by Selma Hayek. And they have this crazy chemistry. And then in 3 months, she learns she's pregnant.
It's Fools Rush In.
It is. It is. It is. It is. Yes. And it's Katy Perry, one of our favorite from Friends. And he plays Alex. And it's Selma Hayek. And yeah, they get married. Because wise men say only
they fools meet in the bathroom line.
Yeah. And they thought it was just going to be like a casual thing.
Yeah, she explains that she's the fastest peer out of anyone.
Oh, I totally forgot that part.
And that's how she man. Gets to cut in front of him at the bathroom line.
It's very good that you remember that. You must really love this one. I can't wait to rewatch it, actually. Because now that's all I want to do.
He goes shooting with her brothers.
Yes, I remember that.
Falls into a cactus, and so they liquor him up, and they bring him in, and he's got like the little cacti things all over him, and he's like, Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
Oh no! Oh, okay. Well, that was a good segment. What the Hayek?
What the Hayek?
She's one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah, I love her. There's also one that just came out recently. I don't remember exactly, like it was probably a year or two ago, and it was
Yeah.
the boss's one.
Oh, what's that? Hang on.
You'd have to look it up. It has Tiffany Haddish and Selma Hayek, and who was the third one? Is it Melissa McCarthy?
Like a
It actually,
Boss.
Like a Boss. Yes. I watched that one. That one's funny too.
Is it funny? It's got Tiffany Haddish, Rose Byrne or Bernie, Byrne. I don't know who she is. And Selma Hayek. The world of beauty is about to get ugly.
Oh, it
Like
is.
a Boss.
Yeah. So, it's the same gal from, oh, now I can't think of the name of it. It's a good movie though. It's pretty funny. They're like trying
She
to.
looks familiar. Hang on. What is she from?
She was in that.
Bridesmaids. Yeah, she was in Bridesmaids.
Yeah, and she was also in the one with Mark Wahlberg where they adopt the children.
Oh, yeah. What is that? The Neighbors? No, she was in Neighbors,
Oh,
though.
she was in Neighbors. Yes.
Yeah.
She's actually
But
been in
what?
a lot of stuff.
Yeah. She apparently was in that movie. Spy with Melissa McCarthy. That's probably why you thought that she was
Yeah,
in Like a
yeah.
Boss.
Yes, you're right. Yes.
I'm trying to think. I can't remember what the name of that one. Were they the Instant Family?
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah, that is. That was a
Instant
good movie
Family.
too.
Yes.
We went down a dark hole.
We did. I just clicked on the picture and it's so funny. The look on her face. Holy shit, it's funny. It's got Octavia Spencer in it. I love Octavia Spencer. Oh, and Tig Notaro. I love Tig. She's a great comedian. Interesting. Oh, it's got some good people in it. All right. Well, do you have a good story for me? I think that you said you were going to tell me a story.
Yeah, I got a little story for you.
Okay, I'm excited. Let's do it.
It's just kind of funny, lighthearted, kind of goes back a few episodes, but
Okay.
not too many episodes ago, I was at a fire pit.
Yes.
And and I was getting a lap dance.
Yes.
And that particular neighbor, I told them that I talked about them on the podcast, and she was really worried I was going to say her name, which I didn't, and I wouldn't. Without permission, especially, but I happened to be over at her place last night. Somebody brought up my podcast, and I was talking to them about it, and then somebody else asked about it. So we're talking about the cast, and I was like, "You guys, it's not a big deal. You don't have to listen." And she was like, "Well, I have to listen because you talk about me on there." And then somehow the conversation went to, "She's famous." Because I talked about her during a lap dance. And
I'm
then
sorry,
she said,
we're not even famous, so no.
I was laughing so hard last night. She all of a sudden was famous. And then she wanted to be on the podcast, but she wanted to change her name, which I understand with her profession why she'd want to do that. But, so, anyways, I don't know if we need to work out a time to have this
Yeah,
person
we
on the
do.
podcast.
We do.
But she's great.
But I want to be in charge of coming up with her fake name. That's the only
Oh.
condition.
Okay, I'll
I
pass that
get
on.
to make the fictitious character.
Okay. And she just has to roll with it?
She has to. It won't be Princess Consuela Banana Hammock, but it'll be something dope.
Okay. And then can you also tie a nickname to it so we can shorten it if we have to? Like, we can pick her food? Yeah.
Okay. Sure, her nickname will be Crap Bag. I hope that she has seen Friends. Otherwise, that's just like insulting on so many levels. But like,
I would think she has, but I don't know. But yes, we definitely we definitely need to come up with a name and have her on. She's very interested. I'll have to work out a time with her though, because it seems like the times that we're recording are not times that she's around or that she's got family or something out here. So,
right.
We'll have to pick an exact time and have her ready for it.
Okay, that's good.
But, self-proclaimed fame is going to be on our podcast eventually.
Self-proclaimed fame.
When she said that, I died. That famous on your podcast. Like, no, I don't think you are.
We're lucky if we average 30 listeners a week, and I'm pretty sure that's because I listen to it on 3 different platforms, so I don't think...
and Zeb listens to us on mute.
Once. He gives us a pity download and a pity listen. That's what we get out of Zeb. So here's a fun little tidbit that you'll enjoy. Our dishwasher, so the people from Lowe's, where we bought our dishwasher, they came out and to deliver and install the dishwasher. Now, Zeb waited for them all day because the window that they gave of time that they were going to be at our house was any time between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. They showed up at 6:30. And told Zeb that there was no way that our new dishwasher could fit and that they couldn't install it. And then they left. Well, that's bullshit because we measured 3 times before we bought this dishwasher, right? So today Zeb calls over there and he's like talking to a person in customer service. And he was like, I want to know what they noted as the reason why they didn't install my dishwasher. And she goes, well, I can't see that, sir. I'm sorry. And he goes, well, what did they do? Like, what did they say? And she goes, nothing. They just rescheduled it for July 11th.
Oh.
So those douchebags knew that they could fit it in. They just got there at 6:30 at night because they had, I mean, listen, douchebags is aggressive. I'm not going to say that. I understand that they have a very physically demanding job. They've been installing appliances all day long. Then call me and say, we're exhausted. Yes. Can we please reschedule? I would absolutely 100% understand their position on that. And I would say, of course. Yeah. Whenever you can schedule it, let's get it on the calendar. That sounds great. No, they come to my house. They lie to my husband's face because the new dish, not only will it fit where our current dishwasher is, we straight took pictures of the manual of our current dishwasher that had the measurements. And then we measured when we got to Lowe's. Like, we've never gone that above and beyond for anything. We're not extra. We don't be doing extra shit. We just guess and then hope. Like, we don't measure. It's just not a thing. And we learned to measure because we guess and hope.
Right.
So we did all of the legwork so this wouldn't happen. But not only would the dishwasher we picked fit, but Zeb looked up online the dishwasher that we purchased. And it has removable wheels on the bottom. So if it's too tall, you can remove the wheels. So not only would it fit the way that it is, but they can remove the wheels if it's too tall.
Yeah.
They just came into my home and lied to my husband's face so that they wouldn't have to do this install. That's where I'm at with it. And I'm also where I'm at with it is pissed the fuck off. Yeah. Because I'm downstairs washing dishes by hand now, And so is Zebulon every day trying to make sure we can get these dishes washed. And like it's just an inconvenience. I get it. You know, growing up, I had to wash all the dishes by hand, even though we had a dishwasher. We've been over this. It's an inconvenience, and having a dishwasher is a luxury, and I will not complain. Like, I'm thankful that most days I can just load the dishwasher and go about my life. But this is really just, this makes me mad, and it makes me kick myself for buying into the Lowe's Memorial Day sale instead of just calling Kitty and Mark and making it happen that way. But here we are. Hand washing dishes like a couple of fucking mooks, because I thought I was getting a good deal at Lowe's. And it turns out they're just a bunch of biatches.
I'm sorry, that sucks. It kind of sounds similar to, like, you know, purchasing a home and being told it'll be here in November, and then here we are in June and we still don't have it.
Yeah, it's so funny because they were going to be there on the 10th with that house, and just no house. Yeah, I'm over here bitching about a dishwasher, and you're like, well, my trailer almost burned down and I have no house.
Yeah, I mean,
when I called you yesterday morning, you were like, I'm staying the night at Corey's because his fiance is out of town, so I'm just gonna
That's another thing, is I went and stayed with Corey because Heather went to see a friend in Texas and she was gone for a few days, and I'm not gonna lie, I made sure to use that shower every day.
I know. I bet you did.
It was like a luxury to, even though I was sleeping on a couch, which isn't far from basically what I've been doing here,
well, I was gonna say, but that couch, because your couch is very similar to my couch, and that's the one that's at Corey and Heather's because you gave it to them,
right?
It's so comfortable. I've fallen asleep on my couch. I fell asleep on my couch yesterday afternoon after like finishing my project because I was so tired. Well, it was more like yesterday evening, and then Zeb had to wake me up, and we had to do book time again.
Yeah.
You know,
it is really, really comfortable for
Yeah, it is. I missed book time on Friday for obvious reasons. And so Ezra made me do Peppa Pig. He's back on Peppa Pig, but he made me do two Peppa stories and read it with the English accents and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And then he got really confused because I said, and he was short, and Ezra says, he was shot, and I said, no, he was short, and he said, yeah, you're saying shot, he got shot. I'm like, no honey, he was short, he was short, like short. And he was like, oh, I thought it was bad.
Peppa Pig takes a twist.
I know. Peppa Pig hits the streets. This is, you know, Peppa P, the underground criminal mastermind. That's when she gets that Cockney accent that Zeb puts on her. Oi, what you doing, George? I know you got your dinosaur. You need to stop messing. Peppa's coming for you. She does a line off of George's slide.
Stop, you're ruining the whole cartoon.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to do it tonight too, guess what, because he's on this Peppa kick, so now I'm gonna have to do it tonight. It's a whole little thing, whatever. He likes the voices, and you know what, I don't mind giving the kid what he wants. He asks for very little. I'm just kidding. He takes a lot out of me. That was a lie.
Do you think when he gets older, you'll read like chapter books with him?
Yes, I will. My mom did it with me.
Yeah, where you just read like a chapter a night or whatever.
The only problem is, So my mom didn't do the kids' books with us. She made Jenny read them to me.
Yeah.
Which is fine if you have two kids. She probably did it for Jenny, and I just don't remember, you know.
Yeah.
But with me, it was when I got into like middle school and junior high, and then she was reading me chapter books, but it wasn't, this was not your Harry Potter, average Harry Potter shit. No. My mom read me true crime. And she also read me Sylvia Brown books. Like, she
Yeah,
just loved to read those to me.
my mom loves Sylvia Brown too.
Yeah, and so she would read like either books about like, you know, the other side or books about true crime. And then everybody wants to know why I'm always like, that movie, let's watch this documentary about how a man killed his wife or whatever. You know?
I'm so that way
I but seriously, like, forget that. I want to watch this.
Yeah.
And it's weird. That's why we were talking that the other morning, you and I were talking about that OJ Simpson thing that they did on FX, because we somehow we were talking about Selma Blair.
Yeah.
And we were also talking about Friends. So we were like, isn't it weird that there was like that Selma Blair, David Schwimmer crossover when he played Robert Kardashian and she played Kris Jenner when she was still Kris Kardashian in
Yeah.
that OJ, like, you know, the O, what it was like the trial of OJ Simpson or whatever. And
Right.
we were like, Cuba Gooding Jr. wasn't necessarily the best casting choice for OJ. Like, he doesn't look anything like OJ. Like, he's a great actor, but he doesn't look anything like OJ. Anyway, the whole point is, as soon as that came out, like literally as soon as I saw the very first preview I saw, I turned to Zeb and I said, I want that. I want that. Like, I need to see that immediately. And Seb's like, why? We already know what happened. And I'm like, or do we?
You're hoping that they're gonna tell you more.
And he's like, you already know what, we know what happens. We know what the outcome is. Why are you doing this to yourself? And I was like, don't judge me.
Yeah.
Give me the show. I want the show. Give me the
Well,
show.
and but also we were young too when it was happening, so.
That was like the revolution of the 24-hour news cycle, which as a journalist hopeful in high school, I learned about. It was when they started covering court cases and feeding us the news on multiple channels for tw sometimes up to 24 hours at a time. And that was how they that was like the pivoting point for like cable television in the 24-hour news cycle. And the LA riots. It's just it's crazy. It's a whole thing. I shouldn't get into it because I could probably talk about it forever, but OJ changed the landscape of a lot without even, you know, intentionally doing it. I mean, he intentionally murdered his wife, but allegedly, not even
Allegedly.
acquitted. He was acquitted.
If the glove don't fit.
You must acquit. Johnny Cochran, he got that man off. He straight did his job. Good job, too. Damn it. That was some shit. Grandma was watching it every day. And I
It
was
was
like,
big
look.
news.
I know. I was like, Grandpa, look, it's Juice. Because he used to watch football with him. Hi, Mr. the Juice.
Right.
And Grandpa was like, yeah, I don't think he did it. And Grandma was like, God damn it, Buck.
Of course he did
Everywhere. There's evidence everywhere.
it. Oh, man.
I'm like, we got Cato in the guest house back here. I know Cato's seen some shit, and he's just lying on the sand. Oh, man. That was some shit. All
I
right, well.
do that to myself too, where I go back and watch stuff like that.
Yeah,
I
it's
did it with
awesome.
the like the whole Scott Peterson thing, and
Yeah.
you know, the and then the staircase thing. Like
I so
I've
I
seen.
saw that. It was way back when we lived in our first apartment, Zeb and I. And there was like a show on Oxygen. It wasn't Snapped, it was something else. And it was literally like a 2-hour series they did on that case before ever. I'm not trying to be, like pretentious or seen or whatever about like true crime. Like I saw that before it was on Netflix. But I remembered it because it was so, to me, it was so obvious. Like, okay, this neighbor woman dies on a staircase in this bloody, terrible way. And the first wife that he had at the time wasn't there when it happened. And somehow, like, it happens again while he's married to his second wife, after she finds, like, that he is having, conversations with men. And somehow we're just supposed to believe this man didn't do this thing. And you know what? They're all right. It was that owl.
Yeah, it's the
It
owl.
was
The owls did it.
owl. The owl. It was that owl that did it.
No one will ever know.
That blow poke don't blow smoke. Let me tell you, it was that owl.
The owls did it, I'm
The
telling you.
owl did it. They would have
Picture have
presented
been
that.
dropped.
They would have presented that shit at trial. That would have been laughed out the damn courtroom, or at least should have been. I mean, I don't know how. You never know how a jury is going to react. It's hard to, even when you think you picked them right, you didn't really pick them right. There's no quote unquote picking them right. Like everyone has their own opinions. So, but I would hope that it would get laughed out of court. I would hope that they would be like, that's not real.
Yeah, you, I mean, there's all sorts of things that people have said happen.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of theories that they have. One of them is that one of the sons did it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, someone
I
just
didn't hear.
tried to say that sons did it, and I was like, that's bullshit, and we all know it. They're like,
I
no,
just.
because they wanted their mom and their real mom and their dad back together. And I'm like, no, that's not real.
No.
Not what happened. This man straight pushed, beat his wife over the head a couple times and pushed her ass down the stairs and then tried to clean up a crime scene. And we're just supposed to believe some motherfucking owls came in here.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a whole thing.
And they were all like excited, like the big deal, like it was the blow por poke, like
Right.
we found the blow poke. It was in
It had
it was
cobwebs all over it.
Yeah, it was in the garage. Like
Yeah, but it was
that
covered
sealed
in
the
cobwebs.
deal.
Yeah. Like, that didn't feel shit, man. You could have used a million different things and to fuck up your wife's head and then pushed her ass down the stairs. And then it was probably like a crowbar, and then his ass went and like hid it somewhere. And then after the cameras were gone, he went and threw it in a lake or something. Like, nobody knows. Nobody
Nobody
knows.
knows. Well, he
Wait, they know.
does.
He's such a creep too. He's got dead eyes. I just am like, ugh. Ugh. Too much.
My favorite though was after watching that whole series, and it had, time had passed, and then I don't know if it I think I don't know if I posted it or Kitty posted it. Someone posted
No, it was
the house
Aspen.
is. Oh, was it Aspen?
It was Aspen. The construction fails. And it was literally like a tub that had like a pony wall over a staircase. And so it was me, you, and Aspen, and we were all posting on it. And I was like, this explains the staircase.
I died when you said that. Like, oh my. She was taking a bath. Clearly, that's what happened.
That's what happened. She just fell out of the bath, you guys. That's all that happened.
I thought somebody else posted it, and then we were just having a conversation about it,
was
but
at no, I think it was Aspen. We have to go back
that's
and look at her
funny.
Facebook feed, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it
Yeah.
was Aspen.
That was hilarious. I was
That was a
laughing
good
so hard
time.
when you said it.
That was a good time, man.
Great
Okay,
times.
listen, I need to eat some dinner. I missed
Yeah.
dinner time, so I'm
Yeah,
gonna
me too.
go. Zeb made dinner. He made Brenner, even
Oh,
though
well.
so you're gonna laugh at this, but I had some hard-boiled eggs in the morning, and then at lunch I was like, that's not enough eggs. So then I had I had soft yolk fried eggs. They're like
Oh.
I, you fry them in this special way. So you separate the yolk from the white, and you lay the white down in a greased pan. Okay. And then the white just gets completely circular. It's one big white from two eggs. And
Okay.
then you take a rubber spatula and you just slice it gently down the middle so that
Okay.
it becomes two half circles. And then you lay the yolk, one yolk inside of each half circle of this white, and then you
Okay.
fold the two sides of the half circle over the yolk.
Oh.
And then you leave it for a minute so that the yolk kind of starts to connect with the white. And then you turn it up a little. So at this point we're on like medium heat. You turn it up to like medium high and you give those a gentle flip, like a gentle turn with the rubber spatula. And
Yeah.
simultaneously, you're making two pieces of toast. But these come out like little tiny rectangles, right? So what you do is you make two pieces of toast. And then you butter them and you fold them. You fold the pieces of toast in half and you slip in one egg in each piece of toast. Put a little piece of cheddar cheese on there. Take a big bite of that. You get runny yolk, white, cheese, and toast. It's
Okay.
buttery, delicious goodness. And now I'm about to go downstairs and hit a waffle. My whole day is breakfast foods. I'm gonna have some watermelon and fresh strawberries, and there's gonna be no mustard involved.
Well, I wouldn't with breakfast. That would be disgusting.
Don't, I mean, put on the watermelon. Who knows? Get crazy.
No,
Eh,
don't
doing
do
that
it.
again. Why would I do it?
Well,
I'm
my
doing that.
dinner's not made for me tonight, so I gotta go
You can
find
come over.
something.
Yeah. You
Oh,
want
yeah, I'll be there tomorrow morning.
In July, mid-July, I really do need you to come over though, because there's apparently a community garage sale, like yard sale that happens. I need to get so much shit, Jessica. I need help.
Okay.
Like, I need to clean out the garage. I gotta clean out the guest room closet. We gotta get some of this shit out the house. It just has to happen.
Can
All the
advertise on the podcast and have people come see us.
Yeah, guys, please stop by. I'll let you know the dates and stuff. I'm going to get
You
everything set up.
can have an autograph on whatever you buy.
Yeah, if you buy something, we'll autograph it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Oh, man.
Right,
All
dude.
right. Well, until next week.
Until next week. I'll catch you then.
Okay, I love you.
You're huge.
Bye.
Bye.